I've hit record. I'm going to turn those headphones down, but maybe not all the way. So hopefully they won't leak too much.
Hello.
Say stuff.
Okay, I'm going to read a poem by David White. Start close in. Don't take the second step or the third. Start with the first thing. Close in. The step you don't want to take. Start with the ground you know. The pale ground beneath your feet. Your own way to begin the conversation.
Oh, fabulous way to kick off a podcast.
Yeah, I just really like that. And it's about starting things. Which is going to be part of what we're speaking about on the podcast.
Yeah.
As well as nurturing those things, those projects, those ideas into reality.
I think that's absolutely captures the essence of what we're going to be talking about to all these people that we're going to be talking about it with.
Well, it is just me and you in a room.
Well, that's today.
Yeah.
So what are we doing today? We've got no guest, which we would normally have.
Yes. So Ian and I have already recorded a little trailer for this podcast, for this project of ours.
Go back and listen to it if you like, and then come back.
But I think through that process, I definitely realised maybe we needed to have a longer conversation about what this is, why we're doing it, why it's taken a while to get us here.
Mm.
Yeah, because we had a lot to say in the trailer, and I think the trailer is good, but it's short, punchy, like, what are we doing? And then now we can have a bit more of a longer chat. We're interviewing each other. We deserve a place on this podcast too, Ian.
Yes. So I guess what we're saying is we're going to just explain ourselves a bit, why we're here, why we're going to do this. And then we'll be all set for episode one.
Yeah, we're just going to have a good chat. But we did want to use a little bit of the recording we've already made, because you can use things and reuse things in the creative process. It's just a constant stream of learning and reusing and redoing. And yeah.
What a great way of looking at it, actually. And it's about why we've picked the name Manifesting Agency.
Yes.
So we've got two little clips, and this first one is about the manifesting part of it. So I'm just going to roll the tape, even though there's no actual tape, because this is 2024.
The definition of manifest: to create something or to turn something from an idea to a reality.
Oh, I like it.
But I feel like manifesting gets a bad rep at the moment. People think it's just believing in something and then it happens.
We're just going to believe really hard until it happens.
Yeah. So maybe we can have a chat about that before we move on to the second part of the name.
Yeah, I particularly like the believe really hard idea, because I think, and actually that whole thing of this kind of quasi-religious thing of manifesting things by believing in them hard, and how that's totally against what we're really, the point of what we're here to do, isn't it?
It is. Although what also comes across in the second part of the name is that the belief is necessary. You have to have the belief in your ability to do stuff.
It's necessary, but not sufficient.
Exactly. And I think we often, I definitely, and I know a lot of other people, can get stuck in the believing bit and never, and coming up with lots of ideas, but struggling to actually take the step, the next step, the first step into, manifesting that as a reality, as something that is solid and tangible. And yeah.
I think that kind of leads us, doesn't it, into the second half of our name. So this is the clip we recorded about agency.
One's agency is one's independent capability or ability to act on one's will. So it is very much about doing and action, but I think in order to access your own agency, you need to believe in it.
Yes, and that's what you were just saying there.
Yeah, and actually, listening back to that, it's interesting because I've just come back from a course at Berlin Art Institute.
Ooh, I'm very impressed. Berlin is a place I've always wanted to go, and it is a creative hub, isn't it, in Europe?
Yeah, it's amazing. The course was super intense, so I didn't actually have time to do much of Berlin stuff other than the course and existing in Berlin. But something that came up on the course was the difference between desire and will, which I think maybe is something we will be exploring, because the desire is like, oh, I want this to happen. I want to believe in it. But you need the will to make it happen.
I think you're absolutely right. And I think we can make sure that we ask our guests about that, because I think that aspect of deciding to do it and being determined and holding yourself to it is going to be a theme, because everything worthwhile has either already been done or it's hard.
So, or both.
Yeah, or both. And so keeping going when it's hard, I think is going to be really important.
Definitely. And that actually leads really nicely into talking a little bit about when we came up with this idea, because it's been a year, I think.
As you said at the beginning of the trailer, we needed the time.
Yeah, and I think this so often happens with projects, ideas, creative projects, whatever it is. I think an idea can come up and you have a lot of energy for it at that time, but it's not the right time, or other things need to happen before it can be manifested, it can become a reality. And that was true for us, like lots of things. For many different reasons, I think we struggled to sit down and make it happen until now.
It's been an eventful year, but
yeah,
we don't have to go into that. But yeah, I think you're right.
And maybe we will go into that as throughout the season, because I think it's good to share a little, like, our personal relationship with manifesting agency.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I think that hopefully we can chat about that with guests as well, because they might want to ask us questions.
So I've got a question for you.
Okay.
So why do you want to do a podcast?
Ian's told me I have a very good voice for podcasts. Oh, wait, I've got a little quote from I've got a little quote from Ian from when we were recording the trailer. So you're going to just hear it of Russell.
Who's Russell?
Right, this is what he said. And I wrote down, this is a great way to introduce myself. He was like, you've got one huge kidney and a great voice.
Oh, that's your victory in the genetic lottery.
Yeah. No, apart from that, we were working on a different project and just having great chats about that project, but also just life, like things that connected with that project and other stuff as well. And we like going to the pub and having chats in the pub. So that means you want to make a podcast.
It's a bit too noisy in the pub, though, so
exactly.
I've had to come somewhere quieter to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Why do you want to make a podcast?
I love podcasting. I love listening to them. And I've made a few now. So I made Ilkley Lockdown originally, that your dad was on, actually.
I remember.
And I interviewed 12 people in Ilkley during the pandemic to find out how their lives had been affected by it, because, well, I won't go into it, but I really, really enjoyed doing that. And I've got a couple of other podcasts, and I'll include links to them in the notes for this, so that people can listen to them if they are nerds, particularly like me.
Lovely. Yeah, that sounds great.
And I'm always very impressed with people who get off their backside and do stuff, particularly in communities, because actually there's that quote, isn't there, about the concerned citizen being...
I think I've remembered it. Never doubt that a small group of concerned citizens can change the world. It is the only thing that ever does. Yes. And I think it's by Rosa Luxemburg.
I love that, though. And I've always admired the people that do that. And it's only slowly dawned on me over the last maybe 15 years that I can do that. It just never occurred to me before then. So,
And what is it, do you think, that helped the dawning of that?
I don't know. I think I just the people I met and things I was doing. I worked for a long time in a big company, and I for a long time felt very powerless in that environment. And then it slowly dawned on me that the people who were doing really well, they weren't given any different sort of, they weren't smarter than me or or, you know, had other qualities, but they, but the quality they did have was that they kind of, they did stuff.
Yeah.
And I kind of admired that, but eventually learned somewhat anyway to do it myself. And I'm fascinated by people that can do that and what makes them tick and what we can, what we could learn from them. So that's why I want to, I want to do that.
That sounds like agency to me. It's like, it doesn't really matter about your capabilities, your skills or your knowledge. It's more, knowing I can do this and then doing it.
And, you know, the other side of that coin is that there are people who can start things, but maybe not finish them.
Yeah.
And that's another sort of side of that.
I am definitely among those people. It's something I'm like, I think moving out of, but yeah, definitely. I think it runs in the family, but it is hard because you lose the momentum. There's always more work than you had anticipated. I think unseen things, come up, but it's all part of it. It's part of the process.
It is, yes. And actually, one of the great things is that when we get to episode 8, which is what we've committed to each other we're going to do, then we'll have finished it.
And but will we?
But, well, that's not to say we can't recommit and do another 8 or, or 12 or whatever. But it will mean when we get there, and now everyone's in the future is judging us when they see that there are 6 episodes or something. But, you know, when we get to episode 8, we will be able to feel that feeling.
Yeah, but I do want to question the whole we will have finished it thing, because I want to play a little bit. Earlier I said, like, we're in this constant cycle of creative process. And I think part of that is seeing endings not as final, not as like, okay, that's it, I've done it, I'm going to put it in a box now and it's over. And that, I don't think that's what's going to happen with this podcast. But I think with most things, they lead into something else, or you will come back to it and it will evolve and the process will begin again. So yeah, it will be great to look back on these 8 episodes when we've actually done it. I mean, I'm enjoying doing it now, but yeah, it is good.
You may hate me.
We'll see. We'll check back.
Yes. We might have to record separately.
Yeah. So I'm at Craven College doing a course in creative practice at the moment. And a big part of that has been learning about the creative process, which you can learn about it sort of in an abstract way because there's lots of stuff about it, but it's also a very personal thing. So I've been sort of learning and refining my own creative process and what works for me. And I didn't realize for like the first 2 projects that I've done at college that I was learning all of this stuff. It was only after I'd finished doing those things and gone through the process like twice that I was like, oh shit, I've learned a lot about how to get shit done. And like the process and where I find it difficult, where I procrastinate, where I can't finish things, and what, like, I'm still figuring out like what needs to happen when I'm in that space to move out of it. So yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, I think that is interesting. You're right to address this kind of it's finished thing, because in some sense, things are never finished and you just stop.
Yeah.
what does finished mean? But what I would ask you, I think it's an interesting thing for us both to reflect on, is what does success at this look like to you?
I think the fact that we're here doing this, I already feel like this is a success.
Something of a success already, yes.
Yeah, totally. Because, and then I think the step beyond that is if one person listens to it, even if it's somebody we know and we're like, sit down.
Standing over them, making them listen to it.
But yeah, I do think that. And I think this is something that that has changed for me. Like lower the parameters of success and you will find it a lot easier to take action, I think.
You don't want to be intimidated to the point of inaction by the goal.
Exactly.
But I guess what I'm sort of getting at is, yes, we have had successes to be able to get to where we are. But think about this 8-episode season. Is success, we've got 8 episodes that we've published, or is it some number of people have listened to it? Or what would make us feel like that was worth doing?
Well, I already feel like that. So I think it's fluid, isn't it? Like, it, that will change as we go through this process, as the project evolves and grows. And yeah, I don't think it's something that we have to define and pin down. I think it's important with your projects, with one's agency, keep it fluid. I don't think we need to say, I'm going to do this by then, and if I haven't done it, I am a failure and I can't go on.
No, that would be a mistake when it comes to podcasting.
Yeah.
Trust me. I've failed in that way already. In fact, if you listen to a little plug here, What a Lot of Things, which is one of my other podcasts, quite a lot of the humour, particularly around certain episodes, was me trying to say the next episode will come out at a particular time and Ash saying, no deadline. And there was this memorable thing where we talked about it will come out in January, and then it was 2 years later it came out.
Yeah.
It was, so I think, yes, I agree with that. And I did enjoy the humour of that. But for me, I think success is we published what we said we would.
Mm.
We publish 8 episodes. And we'll do whatever we can to get, you know, we do want you, dear listener, to be listening to it. And we want you to go to all your friends and say, oh, Ian and Esther, they're just so awesome. Actually, you're probably more likely to be Esther and Ian. They're so awesome. I want that. I want people to listen. But actually, publishing it, getting 8 episodes to come out, that is success for me.
Good. Yeah. Well, it's good. I think, yeah, it's good to also have a clear sort of vision of the direction of success, maybe, but not being so fixed in that. And I think you're right, we have said we will do that, and the feeling of doing something you've said you were going to do is, yeah, that does feel
it's a great feeling, isn't
exactly
it?
Yeah. So yeah, well, I'll go with that then.
Cool. Okay, so we can have our report card at the end. But I think we will be able to do this. I feel positive and actually quite excited about it, because I'm really looking forward to all the people that we're going to talk to and we're going to meet through it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so I think we're in a bit of confusion about episode numbers at the moment. We've got a trailer, and then we've got this, we want to be episode 0, but the trailer may have to be episode 0. So, but whatever we end up with, the first real episode.
No, this is real.
This is real.
The first interview with...
Our first interview.
Yeah.
We're interviewing Kath Stewart, as you will know if you listened to the trailer. And if you haven't, really? Still? We've promoted it at least twice or 3 times during this. Look, go and listen to it now. We'll wait. We're not going anywhere, right? We're just waiting. Right, good. So as you can hear from the trailer, we're interviewing Kath Stewart, who's done all sorts of amazing things in Ilkley, where we live. And we're going to go from there. So,
see you soon.
See you soon. No, I'm just gonna be awkwardly.
Okay.
We'll just awkwardly peter out. And then just suddenly stop it with no warning.
Okay.